to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon us now. Realize.
Okay, good morning, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Investigative Journal. Another week starting here, and today I'm going to have on again from Norway, Leo Zagami is going to be with me for these 2 hours. I'm going to take a lot of phone calls in the second hour if you'd like to call us, talk about many subjects. But I have a question for you this morning. What do you get when you put together a top Jesuit priest, corporate presidents, and the happiest place on earth? Well, the answer is Walt Disney Company. And did you know that the Walt Disney Company could be best described by one of my listeners who sent me this fascinating email, and he describes it as a mafia. In 1996, Leo J. O'Donovan was a Jesuit priest and president of Georgetown University, and from 1989 until 2001 became director of the Walt Disney Company. Now, the Walt Disney Company has ownership of ABC Television Network, and my friend says it also has ownership of one of the leading, not this station, but another station, leading alternative radio stations, which is interesting. Now, I didn't verify that, and I used to be on that station, too, and I didn't know that ABC held interest in that radio station. So if somebody out there tell me if that is true. And then there's a long list of people that I'll put on my website that are involved in the Disney Corporation. And, of course, to get the understanding of the importance of Georgetown University in the Vatican-led New World Order scheme of things, let me just read you something. Georgetown University, incorporated as the president and directors of the College of Georgetown, is a private university in the United States located in Georgetown, a historic neighborhood of Washington, D.C., founded on January 23, 1789, by Archbishop John Carroll. It is both the oldest Roman Catholic and the oldest Jesuit university in the United States. It is a member institution of the Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities. It is ranked by both the Times of London and in the studies cited by The Economist amongst the leading institutions of higher learning in the world, particularly among Catholic universities. With Georgetown's undergraduate divisions at large, the university's law school, School of Medicine, and School of Foreign Service ranking among the nation's best, according to U.S. News and World Report. Well, anyway, I documented earlier, even on one of the Jesuit websites, that Georgetown boasts 10% membership in the House and Senate. That means that 10% of the House, 10% of the Senate, were trained by at Georgetown University. So their influence should not be underestimated. And the story of Walt Disney and its connections to the New World Order are quite fascinating. Also, Mr. Disney was a 33-degree Mason, as reported earlier. Okay, one other question. I've just been notified that Halliburton, they are moving their corporate headquarters. Now, listen to this, folks. This is an American corporation that's built America for years. They're moving their corporate headquarters to Dubai. Now, that's quite interesting, and there's a big, long story involved with that. And I'm going to get into that tomorrow on the Investigative Journal. I also want to update the Leo Wanta story that I covered in earnest for more than a year. And they've gone strangely silent, all the key players in this story. I guess their information campaign has dwindled out, because I don't see one penny coming to the American people. And I believe these guys. And I wrote about their story, talked to them. But once we started looking at the other side of Leo Wanta, the possibility that he was a PSYOPs agent trying to buffalo the American people, these guys just ran to the hills and first discredited me, discredited everybody that said that Leo wasn't anything but a white knight in shining armor bringing 4.5T to the American people. But at this date, nothing's been given to the American public, and we'll talk about that story later this week. Back with Leo Zagami after this short message.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and let me just say this. I just wanted to say this. Am I back? Yes, I am back. Okay, there we are. We're getting started on a Monday here on the Investigative Journal. And you know, what a joke when people try to tell me that Georgetown University and the Jesuit Order have no influence in the world, in the government of the United States. And all you got to do is look at their list of alumni. It's incredible. And this is not an updated list. This is, I believe, a couple of years old. But anyway, it's just incredible when you know we begin to look at this. And I'm going to put all these alumni on there. I already mentioned that, you know, Georgetown, it just so happens they're right next to the near the White House. And then it just so happens there are so many people involved in world politics and in our government. 10% of our House and Senate come from that university. That's an inordinate amount of people when you consider the number of students there and the number of people in America. I thought it was supposed to be representation of the public, not representation of the Jesuits. But anyway, listen to some of these heads of state. Then I'm going to get to Leo Zagami. But just listen to this. These are alumni of Georgetown. His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, Prince El Hassan, who was named the UN Chairman of the Champion of the Earth, Ricardo Arias Espinoza, President of Panama, Gloria Macabalo Royal, President of the Philippines, Jose Manuel Duarte Barroso, President of the European Commission, Bill Clinton, of course, 42nd President of the United States, Alfredo Cristiani, President of El Salvador, Felipe del Borbón, Crown Prince of Spain, Samuel Luis Navarro, foreign minister and first vice president of Panama, and the list goes on. Then it gets into all the governors that went to that university, cabinet members in the White House, staff, advisors. That list goes on and on and on. It's incredible. I'm looking at this. I'm still scrolling, and I'm not even going to mention these guys because you won't even know them. But one was Malene Verveer, assistant to President Clinton and chief of staff to First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton. Then you get into all the ambassadors. Now, that's a list as long as my arm. Goes on and on and on. I'm still scrolling. It's just hundreds of them. Oh, my goodness. I mean, when you see this, judges now, we're in the judge court. Oh, we can start now. It goes on and on and on. And, of course, and Antonin Scalia is a member of the Georgetown group, as are many, many other court of appeals and judges around this country. And then it gets into the Senate and the House, like I mentioned, which has now exploded to 10%. And then we don't want to even get into sports, because that list goes on and on and on. And you say they have no influence in the politics and business. I didn't even get into the business leaders in this country, which, of course, included at one point the president of Georgetown, who was on the board of directors of Walt Disney. All right. With that, let me get to Leo Zagami. Leo, how are you today?
Very well. Very well indeed. It's quite incredible you are talking about Walt Disney, because I was actually reading about him and thinking about him quite a lot the last couple of days in relation to his work in the Knights of Malta and the CIA. So, yes, definitely, they have a long tradition in the Walt Disney establishment.
Yeah, and I was trying to show people Georgetown University in our country, a Jesuit university, how influential they really are around the world. Did you hear all those leaders that were placed in offices in the Philippines, in El Salvador, and other countries that actually were alumni of this university? Incredible.
Yeah, yes, absolutely incredible. But, I mean, obviously, the Catholic Church educational establishment, which is not only Georgetown, has amongst his myths all the leaders of the world, because they have a very good organization, which the educational part is fundamental in the brainwashing and the propaganda that comes after.
Right. And you know what? We're going to go back into I want to go back to the beginning of how you got started, who you really are. You're a former high-level Mason from the Masonic P2 Lodge in Monte Carlo, very influential, also influential on what goes on in this country. But what's new in your life? What's happening, Leo? You've been on my show a number of times. What's the latest going on in your fight against these evil people?
Well, we have established a few committees of hope. You can be seven people in your town and create a committee of hope. Just send an email in and tell us what you're doing in your town, if you are up for it. This is a project we have started, and it's working quite well. But obviously, it's a small thing compared to the big evil out there and the big enemy we have to fight. But we are trying our best. Also, obviously, I am now on the black book of people like Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri, and being on his black book is a risky thing, because these people obviously want revenge and want to find a way to revenge in some way against me. But thank God, up until now, nothing has happened. So I'm going along with my life, hopefully.
I heard about that, and we ought to explain who he is and why you've been put on his black book, and that's not a good book to be in when it comes to his background. But why don't you tell us a little bit about how you met him, who he is, and perhaps even his involvement in the planning of 9/11.
Well, Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri used to be a captain back in the 70s, dealing with weapons in the port of Livorno, and then he changed his Italian passport for an American passport. He joined the American intelligence, and he started working for them, and he was also put as director of the Rotary Club recently in New York, so he has been appointed there, and he's in charge of all this new International Division of the Rotary Club, which is involved with the United Nations. He says he is working for world peace and dialogue, but that is usually what these kind of people like to say. It's unfortunate that they have to cover themselves with using the trust of other people in this kind of matters, which we really need to have some proper dialogue between cultures. But obviously, if we have Vatican assassins like him taking care of the dialogue, there is very little dialogue to be done. In 9/11, we can say that he is also involved in a company called MSGI Security, which builds security for the airport. And he was one of the people piloting, manipulating secretly the 9/11 operation together with his Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans, which is a powerful Italian-American establishment, which is really the modern equivalent of the mafia in America. They have a very strong anti-defamation group, but I'm not scared of telling you this on the radio, that I feel they are the modern equivalent of what the mafia used to be when they were not so organized. Now they have chapters, lodges, and a proper organization structure, which helps them in operations like the strategy of tension in defense of the country, because for them, 9/11 was an operation that had to be done in order to go and start the crusade in the Middle East. So the reason for doing it was much more important than what they have done and committed, the crime they have committed. So these people put this reason upon everything, on top of everything.
Yeah,
they are criminals with the government approval.
Right, and you said earlier Balestrieri had close connections with Licio Gelli, who was the head of P2 in Italy, and Licio Gelli, of course, had strong connections with Ronald Reagan back when the Vatican diplomatic relations was reinstituted in the 70s, and this whole little group of people seems to all be working together. So Balestrieri then deals arms in Livorno. He then is rewarded and comes to America, given the title of head of the Rotary Club there, which is not really as benign as it sounds. And he's also given contracts to airport security around America, correct? His company.
His company deals with all these apparatus which you can find in the airport securities, these machines. Some of them are actually patented by Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri. Machines that have been operating after 9/11 in the airports, tagging in the airports, the electronic devices used, they have been created by Balestrieri, some of it. So
now you have personal information going back before 9/11 and even afterwards that Balestrieri also has close ties with Giuliani, the former mayor and now presidential candidate in America, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, because they are the ruling mafia, like the son of Balestrieri used to say. He was going around New York, apparently, in bars and other places, clubs, saying, my father is the biggest mafia in town. Well, in reality, Balestrieri is what you can say the official mafia, you know, the is camouflage behind these establishment positions, which obviously put him in a very high position with regards to how he's manipulating people below him, and obviously his relation with Licio Gelli, with what we know, the Vatican bank scandal. We remember actually it's recent that an Italian prosecutor has now condemned some three, four mafiosi and various acolytes for this business of the Vatican Bank and for the King Roberto Calvi.
Let me interrupt you here. We're going to get back right after this break and talk about how you knew Balestrieri and Gelli back in Italy years ago. We'll be back right after this short message.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Two pieces come.
Okay, we're back, and why don't we just call it Georgetown, D.C., and just get right to the, cut right to the chase. These guys are all loyal, not to our people in this country, not to bettering the American way of life, but basically behind the scenes are pulling off one of the biggest takeovers in a country in the history of the world, of a country that is so strong and with so many good people, that we are going to take these guys down if it's the last thing we do. Because you know what? The best thing to do is expose them. Expose them in all areas. And that's what Leo Zagami is doing from his place in Norway. He's originally from Italy. Grew up in Sicily and in Rome, born in Sicily and Rome. His mother is an aristocrat from London. His father, aristocrat from Sicily, became involved in the New World Order at a young age and finally got fed up, saw the light, and came out and started talking about the truth, which has not put him in good favor with many people overseas and in this country who don't want their names even mentioned. Before this name Balestrieri came up, not one American would have known who he was, and that's how they like to operate. But according to Mr. Zagami, if you check him out, if you investigate him properly, he will provide vital information about the culprits who performed 9/11 and killed 3,000 of your citizens. So why don't we investigate it, Leo? Because they control everything, don't they?
Well, they control everything, and unfortunately, from the propaganda of Walt Disney to the propaganda made In Vatican, it's all the same thing. It's for a new world order under the Jesuits and the Zionist families who are supporting them. Obviously, we are seeing some changes at the top. Now we have Angelo Bagnasco, who has been taking over the CIA instead of Ruini. So we're having a little bit of a change in the positions of power, because obviously Ruini is getting very old. But Ruini, we have to remember, is really an important man for the Vatican policy, and it has been for years. So this change at the top of the CIA, the Italian Conference of Bishops, which is episcopal, called CIA, Centro Episcopale Italiano, Conferenza Episcopale Italiana, is important because it means that new manipulators for the new millennium are coming up, but always from the same circles. And obviously we have the good old manipulators that haven't been touched from the 9/11, what is supposed to be the biggest scandal in history. Unfortunately, it's going, nobody is taking care of really putting some light on it and see who are the real perpetrators of this terrible event, which has obviously then been blamed on Islam. But we have to also understand that Islam is made of different faces, and the Wahhabi, which are involved with the Zionists and the Jesuits, are a peculiar group of Islam, which I don't consider to be a regular Muslim, and they are corrupt by the Zionists and being created by the Zionists. So yeah, they work to... Yes? Yeah?
Go ahead. Sorry.
They work together in this scenario. It was quite incredible. The other day I was on a TV interview with Dr. Tilawi, on a TV interview where I stated that the Zionists were working together with the Jesuits. And obviously, this sounded very strange for many people who think the Zionists are the biggest enemies of the Catholic world, or the Catholic world is the biggest enemy of the Zionists. But if we go and see the House of Rothschild, the Rockefellers, these people are definitely not the biggest enemies of the Vatican. They are the bankers of the Vatican.
Right. So, I think, let's continue on that train of thought, what you talked about on that television show. Tell us a little bit about that show and how it went over.
It went quite well, but I must say that the level of the people of understanding really who are the occult manipulators of the New World Order, it was for them quite shocking, my revelations, which we discuss every week with you, Greg. And obviously you are a person who has gone very deep inside the investigation of the New World Order, who understands who are the occult manipulators behind the various groups. But for normal people, and also for journalists who see this as a mostly as a conspiracy theory world in which there is a lot of disinformation, and it's true, there is a lot of disinformation, because we don't have lizards running around shape-shifting in the Vatican, we know that. But we have definitely some evil people doing black magic and Satanism from time immemorial in the Vatican, and we know that also. No, Greg, what do you think?
Yeah, and what I wanted to mention was that I think if we explain it from your vantage point, what you've learned from working inside their operation, that it isn't as simple as it's presented to the American public, and that is that they love to blame the Islam, the Zionists, and when you start understanding that they've all been infiltrated, including our country, and they're all working together, and there's different factions of them, and they try to throw the blame onto other people so that the real criminals, the real system, is never divulged, correct?
Absolutely, and it's a very peculiar and particular system, a pyramid system, in which the upper level of the pyramid is never touched, really, by any scandals. Though I must say that the P2 scandal was probably the closest we got to touch the Jesuit propaganda machine.
Okay, listen, Leo, we're going to take a short break, come back for our second half hour. A lot more to talk about. We'll be with Leo for the next hour and a half. We'll take some phone calls, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything is broken.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal, and there's a couple note, program notes I want to make. Go to republicbroadcasting.org at this point. It's no longer rbnlive.com. Same radio station, different call letters, same services. 24-hour free archives. They're updated now to January 27th, and I just was told this, that they should be done in the next few days. They're uploading now on the computer. And in the meantime, go to my website. And by the way, you're going to want to know this, too. I know there's a lot of listeners to this, readers to my website who also pick up my radio show, that I will be changing the format, the look of my website. It's all going to be new shortly. Same content. My stories will always be on there. But I am expanding this. I'm going to start covering news from all over the world. Other writers will be contributing, and then I'll be bringing stories from all over the net so that you can come to my website as your stop every day, your daily stop for alternative news. 9/11 updates, we're not going to just pussyfoot around 9/11. We're going to start talking about the real perpetrators, as we are today, and also recap many of the stories over the years that I've done and many of the good work being done by many people in America. But they lack, many of them I see, lack one thing, and they need to understand this. They need to understand the big picture, how this thing was, how this organization operates. And that's what I'm going to focus on right now with Leo Zagami. Leo, we've talked about it before, but let's start with this huge pyramid, this huge propaganda machine that's been created over the centuries. You were a part of it. You know how it operates because you were with them.
It starts from the lower levels, which is Freemasonry. Freemasonry is the recruiting ground for the brains of the New World Order. The recruiting ground, then you go up the ladder into the various degrees of Freemasonry. They see if you are a suitable candidate, and if you are a suitable candidate, they bring you in other societies like the Martinis, the Illuminati, the OTO, which are all part of these New World Order establishments that are all working closely together with the Vatican. So if you achieve the rank of Rosicrucian and you are then considered an Illuminati and join societies like the Società Rosicruciana in America, for example, which is a very elitarian society, then you can dialogue directly with the Jesuits and you can be in league with the spiritual controllers of the New World Order and work together with the use of black magic and this what they define as alchemy, which is made in a way to transform the masses and bend them at their own will.
Now, let's talk about how all these interconnect, the Jesuit order, the Vatican, Zionism, Islam, and how all this intersects together, because I think it isn't as simple as one group fighting the other, the Middle East fighting America, America fighting the Middle East fighting Israel, Israel fighting
absolutely
the Middle East.
The Middle East is absolutely under the control of Freemasonry and the Jesuits in various ways. The CIA has his own puppets for these psyop operations to brainwash public with different things, but they are defining themselves as they actually persecute officially Freemasonry in the Middle East. So they grow the hate towards Freemasonry in the Muslim world, but at the same time, the leaders of the Muslim world secretly join Freemasonry and work behind the scene to manipulate the New World Order with the secret societies. The war is a war between what is left of people who are not corrupt and not into the system and the people who have now more or less taken over the whole show, which have, in one way or another, with their various Club Roma, Committee of 300, Bilderberg, understood that they don't need many people to manipulate the mass. You only need those faithful sheep. So the Freemasons are the faithful sheep. There are millions worldwide. Only in England we have around 300,000 to 400,000. In the whole of Great Britain, probably around 500,000 Freemasons. These 500,000 Freemasons in the whole of Great Britain are not all of them are involved in these activities. Actually, the majority, 99%, doesn't have anything, any contact with the higher degrees, with the higher levels. And the higher degrees are the ones who are treating in secret their various manipulations, like, for example, the Duke of Kent and his son, who married and became Catholic officially recently and married in the Vatican, and showed the real face of the Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of the United Grand Lodge of England as a Vatican slave. And we have this pyramid also that starts with the Rotary Club, because obviously before you become a Freemason, you join the Rotary Club. The Rotary Club is the circuit where a lot of these people for the New World Order get picked up and recruited for then achieving what the New World Order wants to achieve, which is completely creating puppets under them that don't have their own thoughts, because as soon as you have your own thoughts in Freemasonry or in the Rotary Club or in this kind of institutions, you are kicked out, you are judged as a threat, and you can't talk about real freedom. These are organizations that are organized to enslave people, are like the sect, the sectarian activities we have with groups like Scientology that are also connected secretly to the Vatican, and like group like the Wahhabis that are Muslim, but in reality have been created by the Zionists and manipulated by the British intelligence and the Vatican for a long time.
Now, do you have inside information that Scientology is connected to the Vatican?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, we have to understand the whole connection with Ron Hubbard and the OTO. The OTO and its connection with the Vatican to understand the whole structure of the events that took place at the beginning of the 40s with Jack Parsons and his lodge of the OTO that was working under Crowley. And they both worked together, him and the founder of Scientology, for the establishment of the work of the Antichrist. And the work of the Antichrist on this planet was to be established through people working in NASA, where Jack Parsons was working, and also in the, where they were creating, in Guantanamo, where they create this kind of, in Guantanamo Bay, these prisons in the future that arrived now, finally, in front of the view of everybody after 50 years to show what kind of mind control operations go on in these secret societies. Because a lot of the victims, even in Iraq, operations by the military, I'm talking about the prisoners in the prisons, they were basically corrupted by this kind of mentality, because they have a mentality of a Satanism, and this mentality of Satanism went through inside the military establishment by conferring high degrees of Satanism to people like Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino from Anton LaVey, who was the founder of the Church of Satan, to create basically a Church of Satan ramification that will take over the PSYOPs activities of the CIA. The PSYOPs activities of the CIA and the so-called MK Ultra experiments ended up being part of a puppet master experience which is created by the devil himself through all these secret societies that obviously have infiltrated the intelligence military and have made themselves now in charge of the work of the devil under the Vatican, which is still in control of these ancient and forms of magic, forms of alchemy, forms of magic which are not known to the majority of the people, because the majority of the people believes in the hard, in the evidence, in what is materialistic. But we have to understand that through these key symbols that are hidden in magic, in alchemy, you can trigger the mass under you, and you can literally create puppets under you and manipulating them in every way possible.
Yeah, and some people say the only way to stop that is to, inside yourself, inside your own spirit, to find God and to fight them on that level. The question, let's stick with Islam the Muslim faith right now. Let's stick with that, because let's talk about it in these terms. When I have many people on my show, there's several camps. There's the Bible-believing Christians, there's the Muslims, and then we talk about the Jewish faith, all involved in this. And one thing that I find here is that when I talk to some Bible-believing Christians, they start saying, well, the Muslim faith was created by the Vatican. And if you talk to someone who's a Muslim, you're talking to a Catholic. And then I say this, that if you understand also what the Vatican has done to Christianity, they've also created a version of their own Christianity, sure. Which some of
they
these people that
of
I talk
to... Christianity, of their own Judaism, so they have created a version of their own, of every religion in mankind, we can say.
Right. And there are people in our country outside of this creation who are fighting for good. And I dare to say that there has to be Muslims who are outside of this creation of the Vatican, their version of what they want, that are fighting for the good also. Was that a fair statement?
I would say that this you have to understand that the Muslim world is very ramificated in various groups. You have the Shiites, the Wahhabis, the Sunni, and to choose to say that the whole of the Muslim world is related to one manipulation is imprecise, because the corruption within the Muslim world came later on, when the various secret societies were formed within the Muslim world. We know very well, for example, the relation with the Ashashins, which was this renegade group connected to Hassan Isaba, the man of the mountain, and the Knights Templars that were working for the Vatican for a long time in charge of Jerusalem. And so this relation between a specific part of the Muslim world, in the Shiite world, which is connected to the Ashashin, with the Vatican, is a connection that exists, and is historically proven. But we have to stay to the facts that are historically proven. We can't go on speculations when it comes to that. So we have to distinguish. Each religion has been probably corrupted at some point by the Vatican, because it's in the interest of the Vatican to have under control every religion of the world. And it's for every religion of the world to not get corrupted by the Vatican. So I went actually around myself during the years, Greg, and I found out that very few are not corrupted by the Vatican. When I was with the Boutros Ghalis in Egypt, I saw that the Vatican was trying to corrupt them, because they are the representatives of the Coptic Church in Egypt. And the Vatican and the Jesuits were giving them a lot of presents, golden jewels, whatever, and they didn't give up. They didn't go for their corruption. So there is people who stand against this corruption. Also in the Muslim world, there is people who stand against this corruption. But so we have to make a distinction, and there is real people, real believers here in every religion, and there is real misbelievers and real manipulators who really don't care the religion they are actually preaching, and these people are to be found, as I said, in every religion, and they are connected to the Vatican and the Zionists. In fact, for example, I was in a meeting 2 years ago, when I was still working as a Freemason in the P2, and I met a Shiite Muslim who was a Freemason. I think it was called Khaled Nahabe, from Lebanon. And basically I talked with him about the compatibility between Freemasonry and his own faith. But he was giving more importance to Freemasonry and his relationship with the Vatican, with the secret police, with people like Klaus Schmidt, than his relationship with his own faith. So this is, at the end, people do things in relation to what they get in their pockets. A lot of Muslims get corrupted by money. And money corrupts everybody, unfortunately, in this world.
Yeah, and that's something that's happened here also. I mean, you look at I've had so many good preachers on my show that understand the Vatican problem. One recently, Pastor Tony Alamo, who's come forward with how he's been corrupt, how he has been persecuted by these people, put in jail for spreading the word of good, trying to talk against the Vatican corruption in our country. And then on the other side of the coin, there are the Pat Robertsons of the world in our country who basically spread war under the name of God. He's even predicted another huge terrorist attack at the end of the year, saying that God told him. I prefaced that in saying the devil himself, the Pope told him, or the Black Pope told him to say that. But that's the kind of stuff you get here. You have a lot of evangelicals, preachers here, who make a lot of money on television, who are also backing the war in Iraq. I mean, I find it really depressing and their big congregations follow them. And thank God we have people like Pastor Tony Alamo and others who have been on my show who follow in his footsteps fighting these people and trying to really help Americans understand the corruption. I'm sure that's the case in the Muslim world, because people ought to know you were a Catholic for many years, grew up a Catholic, and then have now become a Muslim. So anyway,
I became a Muslim because I believed that the lies of the Vatican were too many, and that I wanted the truth about Jesus as also as an historical character, but also as a messenger of God. I wanted his message not to be filtered through Rome and through the Vatican.
All right, Leo, we're going to take a short break here. Come back after this three-minute break with Leo Zagami. 800-313-9443. We got a few minutes on this side of the hour and then a whole hour with Leo Zagami. We'll be back after this short message.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal, and a note, I'd also want to mention that we're going over this incredible network of just one Jesuit university in America. I might add there's 28 major Jesuit universities, and that's not counting all the other Catholic universities like Notre Dame and other places. But others that briefly attended Georgetown, Lyndon Baines Johnson went to their law school in 1934. Donald Rumsfeld was there in 1957. He's, you know who he is. Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy was there in 1954. And Lucy Baines Johnson was also there. So there's some people that also attended Georgetown. Quite interesting. Leo, we have a short segment here, then we'll come back in the second hour. But we're getting into the how they infiltrate all these different religions. We're talking about the Vatican and how they've set up this network that's really geopolitical, not just religious. But anyway, I did want to touch on the fact of how they use Zionism. How does that play into their hand? Zionism, the Islam, and Christianity, all in their camp, so to speak. Tell us how they use Israel and Zionism to foster the New World Order.
Well, Zionism has hijacked Israel, and the concept of Israel itself has been created by the Zionist establishment, which is in the hands of the Vatican. I'm talking about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburg. I mean, we have to really understand that the Vatican has his key players inside the Jewish lobby. And by having these key players, we have just seen recently what happened with Kissinger, chosen by the Pope. But Kissinger is only one of the many players loyal to the Vatican, because the Vatican has constituted this new world order in a way that education is one of the main reasons for after arriving with their propaganda. That's why you were mentioning all their universities, their Catholic universities, and how they work with establishing these various characters that come out of these educational systems, because the educational system is probably all in the hands of the Vatican these days. And we can't escape from that. Obviously, we have the Muslim world and the Jewish world that have their own representatives, but these ones, somehow every representative leader of the religions of nowadays seem to come in cooperation or some kind of cooperation with the Vatican. They always find an agreement or a point of convergence so they can come together and work together. I hope that sooner or later somebody will do something like we are trying to do now with this Committee of Hope, at least to make people realize that there is this evil out there. And after that, we can start working on spreading the real truth about the New World Order.
Okay, listen, Leo, we're going to take another short break. We'll be back. Just stay there because it's only a short two-minute break. Back after this message.
Somewhere, I know you're out there somewhere.